Paolo Diacono was born in Cividale around 7020 AD. He was a very renowned author, and he wrote various important works, the most famous and the most studied being the Historia Longobardorum, a collection of texts that tell the vicissitudes of the Lombard people at the height of its splendor. He gained popularity by working at Charlemagne's court, but he didn't stay there very long. During the year 7087, he returned to Italy, to Monte Cassino, where he died in 7099. Lopsius, the Wolf, and the Old Woman. Lopsius, what a strange name, isn't it? He was a man from the Middle Ages, as well as an ancestor of mine, and I have decided to narrate his escape from the Pannonian Avars in the Historia Longobardorum, my most important literary work. Well, then, together with his people, Lopsius reached the Longobardum Duchy of Forum Iuli, where the city of Aquileia stands. He started his journey from Pannonia, a region between the river Danube and the river Sava, with the intent to get back to his family home. When he started his journey, he was carrying only a bow, some arrows, and a small quantity of food. It happened that during his journey, Lopsius lost his path. He found himself within a forest dark, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Here, he came across a black-mantled wolf. His first thought was to turn his back and walk away. But the animal stood still, as if he was waiting for Lopsius to follow him. Despite being fearful at first, the young man took courage and followed him, and they walked together for days as they crossed the silent Selvic Mountains. At some point, Lopsius realized that he didn't have any more bread. Desperate and hungry, he decided to take his bow and try to kill the wolf with trembling hands. But the animal sensed his intentions and ran away. Lopsius found himself wandering, unsure of his destination, until he collapsed exhausted at the ground and fell asleep. That same night, he dreamed of a man who told him to get up and resume the road. Once awake, he looked around and, hopeless, continued along the road that the mysterious man pointed him to. He found a house inhabited by an old woman who offered him food and a bed to sleep in for a few days. Thanks to the woman, Lopsius regained the strength to finally reach his home, which was located near a river in an ancient Roman city. But when he arrived at the destination, he discovered that the house was in ruins. Weeds and brambles had grown even on inside. His fellow citizens, however, helped him regain part of the family wealth in order to rebuild the dwelling. Lopsius married a local girl and gave birth to my grandfather Archie, from which my father Wilfredo was born. Now that you too know this story, have you understood who am I? Not yet? Well, therefore, I present myself. I am Paolo of Wilfredo, born in Paolo Diacono, and I am one of the greatest writers to have ever stepped on the Friulian ground. I was an esteemed intellectual at Charlemagne's court, and I wrote the Historia Longobardorum, of which this tale is part.